If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what is going on today with Shin Daddy in Creighton?
It's a educational day. Enjoy the cookies. Watch the rookies. Enjoy the cookies, watch the rookies. So he has coffee and cookies out for everyone, people to come in and kind of observe. It's in honor of tonight's NFL preseason game. So they bring in a group of second-year bankers from Northeast Community College in Norfolk, and they allow them to run the bank today.
So it's
just like the rookies tonight. They get a chance to go out and play in the NFL. They get a chance to walk in. It's like, you got it. And that's it. The rookies have it. Because right away, it's like, well, what do we do? Well, you've been trained. So this is like live. This is live ammunition.
Damn.
Things are coming at them hot. But the rookies will be running the bank today.
Can Sanderson gamble on it?
Yes, he could gamble on this if he could. He wanted to. He said that it's a big gambling night. So he brings get a chance. So it's all rookies today from Northeast Community College.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Shindy will be there, though, to supervise.
Right now, it's like, okay, well, who's at what teller? Who's doing this? Who's doing the loans today? Is that accurate? How do you do it? So they bring in, they've got nine. They bring in nine.
And the other employees, do they get the day off, or are they there, too?
They're off. They're off. So there's no sidebar conversation or anything about this. They have to run it. And then it gets to the point where I always say, it's like when you're an assistant coach, at a certain time, you don't tell the head coach anything until they need to know. At certain times, you just kind of say, okay, I think I'm going to let the head coach know this is what's going
fourth
on.
Fourth quarter, coach.
That's what happened with Les Miles.
Right.
But Shindy is there. So if all of a sudden it gets to that point where, okay, I can't just sign off on this loan. I just did a $900,000 house loan for 1%. And that I don't think we can do that. That's going to be a problem.
They're teaching you.
That's going to be a problem. So. Anyway, the rookies are running the show tonight.
And there'll be cookies and...
What's that? Coffee.
That's
it. Cookies and coffee.
Okay. Yes. And Tamara made the cookies.
Enjoy the cookies. Watch the rookies.
Did Tamara make them?
She made them all, yeah.
You're not store-bought.
No, never does it that way.
It's the real deal. Come on.
Yeah. Sharon helped out, too, my mom.
Oh, so what was Sharon's specialty?
About that? Just the straight chocolate chip.
Is that okay?
That was her... That was just the straight... We didn't do a lot of fancy stuff there. Christmas cookies, she... Went outside the box and killed it. But during
there's no way your mom made as good Christmas cookies as my mom.
Hang on, I love Sharon.
Too. She's great to me at that party at your wedding.
There was numerous
at the party, the wedding.
Yes, the wedding.
It was a party.
Come out. What's going on? Oh, I'll be going to hell. Someone's getting married. I thought it was just a get together. I thought it was a barbecue.
Come out to the barbecue.
Not dressed quite well enough for this.
Apparently, she's great to me, and she's I'm sure she's a great baker, but the Christmas cookies, no way. Anyway, all right, that sounds fun at
Midwest Bank.
Shindy.
The rookies are in. Let's make
Shindy's
it happen.
Shindy's back.
And he's back now. He's had a lot going on.
Tomorrow's Friday, Shindy. You got to close hard.
Thank you.
Should be a great day at Midwest Bank in Creighton. Thanks for always sponsoring Hour 2. 464-5685. Call or text as always. We're trying to help Sip out today because he will have media availability after practice. You told me Dana Holgorsen,
some questions.
Dakeel Shorts, and some players will speak today after practice. Is that correct, Sip? That's who you're expecting.
Yeah,
to
and I think
talk
I can say I think I can say that the head coach will make a brief appearance to address an injury situation. Mm. We'll just leave it at that for now. Everybody can tune in. I think if you've been following stuff, you probably know what we're talking about. So he'll make a brief appearance, and then it'll be Holgorsen and Dakeel Shorts. Mm. I don't know who the players are, but there'll be two or three players, probably Ja'Cory Barney, that sort of thing. And what are you wondering?
I'm curious what you have for questions for the coaches and what people want to know. Because, I mean, Dakeel Shorts, we have not really heard from. Has he talked to all the media, or did he talk in the spring or not?
Yeah, he did. He's talked a couple times. When they went to the bowl game at Fordham, he was made available.
Okay.
And then he did make an appearance in the spring. I didn't hear him. I was doing something. I was writing something. I haven't heard him. I don't have any pressing questions. Just kind of want to get a feel for how the first few days went. I can't say that right now that I have anything pressing for Dana Holgorsen. Just this pretty standard stuff. I'm mostly interested in what rule says, to be honest. And then we'll go from there.
Blitzkrieg says, I wonder what Sip's going to ask about Dylan, because he always asks a Dylan question, too. Holgorsen.
Dylan Raiola.
Yeah.
What would I ask him about Dylan? What would I ask him about Dylan that I haven't asked him already? Remember, I didn't. It wasn't that long.
Recently,
right. It wasn't that long. See, some people are saying, oh, Sip, great. You don't have any questions. Well, I just talked to Dana a few weeks ago. So I don't, on top of what I asked him, I don't have anything pressing. So I kind of, since we're talking about it, the way I approach is just kind of listen to what's going on. And if I have a follow-up, I'll go in.
What about something like ask about situational football?
There you go.
What do you have installed? Have we got to 2 minute?
They have.
Have we done third and this? Have we done these third downs?
They did 2 minute drill.
Have we done how many 2 point plays have we done? How for overtime? You got to have more than used to have one or two. Now you have to have about 8 2 point plays ready to go. Have we done 2 point plays yet?
Now you're jogging my mind.
Are we done last play of the game? Last play of the half? We done Hail Mary?
They did 2 minute drill on Monday. That was one of the highlights of the practice. Where can you get better in 2 minute drill? That would be a question. Where because they weren't great. Where can you get better 2 minute, and where can you get better in the red zone? They haven't been a good red zone team. Where are you trying to get better in the red zone? That's a huge question.
This is a team also that lost a running back that had 12 touchdowns last year. A lot of those a lot of short runs in the red zone.
Right.
He had third down
Dante
conversion.
Dante Dowdell
went to Kentucky. So Emmett Johnson is your lead back. He was not really a red zone guy last season.
No,
for
he
Nebraska.
Has one. He had one touchdown last year, did Emmett Johnson. And Dowdell had 12?
12.
He was great in the low. Did you call it the low red zone? He was great inside the five.
So I just feel some offset here. Like you said, they're not very good in the red zone.
Well,
they were good in the low. Okay.
Yeah, they were good in the low, but they haven't been a good red zone team.
Gotcha.
They haven't. So what are you doing to get better there? What are you doing with Dylan to improve his touchdown interception ratio? I mean, that's a sort of broad
pretty
topic.
Broad.
Yeah.
Pretty broad.
But that's kind of what we're talking
about. What
about
coming out? You can ask him that one. Like that. Backed up.
Yeah,
backed up. I mean, they've worked backed up offense. Yeah, they've worked these different.
I don't know what they've done. It's this is the practice three. So I'm.
That's the question. Yeah. Could be yes. That could be the reason. That could be the segue to find out what they have done.
Practice three. What's been the focus is probably the question.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You don't need another hat. You need a personalized plan to regrow hair.
Through Hims, you can access treatments that combine clinically proven minoxidil and finasteride to stop hair loss and regrow hair in just 3 to 6 months. No hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. Again, Hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
That's probably the question. Thank you. You're helping me. What's been
the talking us down here with you? You know,
thank you. What's been the focus through three practices? You could ask DeKeel Shorts the same thing. I think you got to ask Barney about being a punt returner because it hasn't been out very much. But he is punt returner one. What is his expectations for that position? Are they going to return him? You know,
We haven't seen that consistently for about 11 years since Barney was here.
I don't know when the last. Time
I mean, they had some. Obviously, they've had like the occasional return, but. Mm-hmm. Pierce Snell was constantly returning punts at a high level.
When was that?
2014. Yeah. That was 11 years ago.
It's a while.
It's been a long time.
So that's that. That's pretty much it. It'll be an eventful day. It'll be eventful. I don't know that there's any other. I mean, as long as Rule's there, we can also ask him about Quentin Ives. What that situation is. I think he addressed it a little bit the other day, but. If it's what that looks like. It's a huge situation there, too.
Injuries are, like I said, that's one of the things I think was my football for Monday. The injuries are a lot. It's like right now you listen to what's going on at Florida.
DJ Lagway. I
mean, he didn't practice all spring. Now he's in a boot.
Shows up in practiced. A boot. Can you imagine the stress here? Dylan showed up on Monday wearing a boot.
Yeah. No, I can't imagine that.
So he's got injured last year. He didn't practice in the spring with a shoulder surgery or shoulder injury, and then it comes back and now he's in a boot. That's a lot.
Oh.
That's for your quarterback.
I mean, even if he would get back soon, he hasn't had a lot of work with the receivers, you know.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's pressing. It's pressing. He's not done any practice yet. And I listened to the interview today with this head coach, and it wasn't like, oh, no big deal. He's in good shape. Probably expect him back here, not today, tomorrow. No, it was just day to day.
Oh, great.
And so he's not going to be doing stuff for a while. You can tell from the voice of the head coach.
If you're a Florida fan, you're like, oh, this is great. This is wonderful.
Look at our schedule.
Yeah.
Check our schedule out. And the one thing we have going for us is our quarterback.
He's very
good. 5-2 last year.
And he's done nothing since the season's been over. And that's a lot.
That's a lot. Like I said, he didn't have a chance to work with his receivers in the offseason. It's not like he's a veteran quarterback. He's got a lot to learn and a lot of growing to do, and you can't grow with a boot on your leg.
No, you can't.
A little maybe, but not like you want to. So, yeah, it could be a lot worse. I was looking at Florida's schedule again last night.
It just gives you the hives, doesn't it?
Yeah,
You feel bad. I mean, it was rough.
I got the hives.
It was rough last year, and it's rough again. This is two straight years of just a murderous schedule that they have. Mm-hmm. It's been awful for the Gators.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, your quarterback don't know the status.
DJ Lagway.
Napier's like, what do I got to do here for Napier? He's like, what am I got to do here?
Stress. Yeah. Stress in camp.
You could hear the stress in Napier's voice this when I listened to his interview this morning. It was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
He is so stressed.
I mean, think about it. That's serious stress. Serious. I mean, that's what camp is to me. You've been through it. Just covering it, I've always thought August is so damn stressful. And some coaches handle it better than others. But I always thought Bo was terrible in August. He wouldn't mind me saying that. I just thought he was terrible. He would blow up two or three times. And I'd be like, yeah, it's August. It's rough. It's hot. He just had Castile go down or Fisher went down. And, yeah, this is going to be great. This is going to be great.
Yeah, the injury part gets you the most.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the hardest thing to go through as an assistant coach. I mean, Stein, when you lose a player that you're just that
counting on,
that's what it says. Count on you just love the player.
Yeah, right.
He's just a great dude. He's done all the work. You do all this time,
and there he goes.
Right now, it's 365. You're doing something for football, then all of a sudden it's August and have an injury, and some of them you said you see them in the NFL now. There's several that have been lost for the season. There's been ACLs. There's been Achilles. There's been all kinds of stuff. Like, no, they're not coming back this year. Now I'm a little banged up. I'll get back at some point in time. No, they're not coming back.
Oh, the ice thing it hit me. I mean, think about the importance of August for Quentin Ives. He's trying to establish himself. And like the first drill, I'm going to tell you something. He pulls up. It looked like a hamstring. He grabbed his hamstring. And I just happened to be standing by the bikes where he went to the bikes, and he was pissed. I mean, he was really upset. I felt terrible. That's his life, you know? And now here he is sitting on a bike. He can pedal with one leg. Yeah. He couldn't pedal with the other leg.
And keep in mind, you know, we knock on wood, but last year we talked all year long about how this was a healthy team. You know, we didn't see Nebraska having a lot of injuries.
So healthy last year.
Compared to other teams, they were just not losing guys at all during the season.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see what happens today with the head coach.
Steve. I'm curious with Dakiel Shorts. Now, Bill would know this way more than any of us because being in the profession for a long time. You know, what separates a receiver's coach from like another one? Because they're all Division I coaches. And, you know,
good question.
What makes one guy different in what he does than somebody else, like as at that position, so to speak?
Well, there's probably a couple things. One of them is going to be, how do you manage the room? The management of the room in the wide receiver room is a lot. It just is. Everyone will tell you that because there's players, there's egos, there's egos everywhere.
They all want
I get
they
it.
All want it.
There's one ball.
Yep.
And there's one ball, and you've got three starters, four starters, whatever you have for your starters, and you have some also that are really good. And like I said, there's one ball, and so the thing now that we'd never heard it back when me and Steve started coaching, even back then, touches, targets, never heard it. I never once remember just being like that. Well, how many targets did Irving Fryer get today? Oh. That just wasn't discussed.
Kind of a modern stat.
Modern stat a little bit. And so that's a big part of it. To manage the room is a lot. And so if you manage the room is very, very difficult. And then the next part is that how well can you get your unit to buy in to be in a team, which means how well do they block? Last year it was brought up by the staff. That they didn't block.
By Holgorsen.
It was brought up that they didn't block anybody. Mm-hmm. So if it's just like, I'm here to catch balls, that won't work in college football. You have to be able to block. The time that I would see like a Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson blocking was a lot. And they would get after you. And so
I bet they're good at
The ability to have that room understand that's like, you know what, you want to play, you gotta block. And so that's something else. And they didn't come here to block. They came here to run routes. And so that's another part. It's like, okay, you got to be able to have that. So if your best players can do it all, then you have a great culture in your room. Now your culture is incredible in your room. It's like, man, that's the best route runner, and he's also the best blocker. When they can do both, and also that's what we want to have, the ball in his hands, and we also, if something breaks out, that's the kind of blocking we want to see. So it would be a remarkable part. So those are the things that go with it.
I would add one thing.
Please.
I always feel weird doing this. Just precision. I want precise routes. I want to see precision.
Yeah. Because I think that's pretty much everybody.
I would guess all coaches want to see that. Yeah.
Who was the coach they had here, Jake?
Keith Williams.
God, everyone, it's like you read my mind.
Well, everyone just loved him.
All I asked was who was the coach, and he knew exactly who I was talking
because all these
about.
NFL guys would come back. James Jones of the Packers come back and work with him.
The only reason I say that is because when I watched him, it was very, it was very detailed. And I was always kind of struck by it.
Yeah, but you're right. And everything you do, like I said, it can't be same thing on defense. It's like, where do you line up here? Are you 14 deep or supposed to be 12 deep? What is it?
Yeah.
If you're off 6 inches,
means a lot. That,
not a big deal. But alignment is really, if you're just a running back and just like, I'll be go to hell. I lined up 9 yards deep. then the timing's left. No, you can't line up wrong. Mm-hmm. You can't have a
plan. I heard Bill Callahan get after an assistant one day. Yeah. And he said, hey, day 19, you still can't get them lined up right.
Yeah.
I heard him say it. Yeah. I was like, ooh, boy.
Yeah, not good. If you're not getting your guys lined up right.
I mean, Jake, he said day 19, coach, and you still can't get them lined up right. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, you start talking about all the little details of it. That's why it goes in order. Alignment, assignment, stance, all those things go in order. Mm-hmm. Until you get to, now we're going to release off the ball. That's like the sixth thing that goes on.
See, that's...
So if you're not lined up, all of a sudden you're into the boundary, and it's like your split is 2 yards too short. Plus, on defense, we're kind of counting on that. I love to see splits because it tells you something of what's going on the other side of the ball.
Jake, there's a lot that goes on every down. Freaks me out. So there you go. Good football discussion.
Precision. Thanks, Steve.
Precision. I want precision.
I like your head. I just
want
to add
one tell
more
you
thing
to go
here.
6 yards and cut inside, I want 6 yards, not 4.5. All right.
Yeah. That's being covered at a high level.
We will have audio tomorrow morning from Dana Holgorsen and Dakeel Shorts after they speak today.
Might as well get Rule in there, too.
And, of course, we have Rule with his announcement, whatever he's saying up there.
Yeah, there'll be an injury announcement.
Yes.
I hope Keith Mann, I don't know if I was authorized to say that. Keith,
were you okay? Keith, check in.
Greg's texting.
You didn't say any names. You just said Matt.
No,
Rule's
I didn't
talking.
Say anything.
You're in the clear.
Is Greg making the announcement?
Well, there'll be no rain today. Just joking, it rained.
We gotta hold off now on this. Oh, rain stopped, though.
It did stop. When we come back, Bill's Thrills.
The
cool
Thrills!
Parenting tips is next, an early break in the ticket.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.